Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In a previous shiur, we had seen the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Ktzos HaChoshen, who asked, why is it that we are not kofe al mitzvah HaShavas HaAvot? We don't force somebody to return the security, the collateral that had been given to him, even though it's schar, matan schar kasuv betzida. The schar of the mitzvah is written next to it, but as we see from Tosfos, that if it's a lav, then we are kofeh. There's a lav of losishkav bavoto. So based on what we said in the previous shir, we can answer as follows, that there is a difference between mitzvah hashavas avot and mitzvah tztaka, where you are kofeh because there's a lav. That the mitzvah of tztaka, l'shitos hasovrim, that there is no Shibud Nechasim in Staka, we can say it's just Stam a mitzvah ba'alma, like Sukkah, like Lulav, and the Ani is not considered a Baldin and a Toveya at all. The Ani is not considered with a Baldin when it comes to Staka. In the Machane Ephraim, in Uchot Staka, in Simon Aleph, he discusses somebody who has a Karov Ani, we pass in Karov Kodem. That may be the Ani, who's a relative, can be tofes mikrovo kidei shiur tztaka. So we see from the Machane Ephraim that he holds that the Ani is considered a baal din al mitzvah tztaka, and he has a schus tfisa. So normally an Ani can't be tofes because this person has the right to give to a different Ani. But if he's a karov, that he has to give dafka to him, he has a schus tfisa. However, the Machane Ephraim's words aren't muchruch, and we can say that the mitzvah tztaka is only a mitzvah l'shamayim kishar mitzvahs, and an ani has no schus tfisa on this. And even if the din of karav kodem is li'ikuva, and when he gives to a different ani, he doesn't become put from his chiyuv to give to his karov, and he's still chayuv to give to his karov, nevertheless, the karov isn't a baal din, because the whole mitzvah tztaka is only l'shamayim, and memela, the karov cannot be tofes, can't grab, can't take for himself. Mashenkin, mitzvah hashavas avot, we can say that it's not stam a mitzvah l'shamayim kesukah v'lulav, but rather it's a mitzvah l'chaveiro, and it's one of these schuyos of the baal ha'avot, sheyachzer lo avota, the owner of this security, of this collateral, he has the right to have his collateral returned to him. So there's no hechreach, we're not compelled to say that he has a schus mamon. And it could be that be'emes he has no schus mamon. However, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah l'chaveiro, and the love is considered a toveya and a baal din to get his avut back, like we see by Chazaras Ribis, that even though it is only a mitzvah and it is not a chov mamon, nevertheless, the love can be toveya, the malve, al chazaras haribis, and he can even be mashbihim, he can cause him to swear a shvuas heses if he is kofer, like we see in Yerodeh and Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin. So even though he has no schus mamon on the malve, nevertheless, he's a baal din al chazaras ribis, and he has the schus tvi al ze, so we could say the same thing by hashavas haavot, that the love is considered a baal din, the love of the borrower is considered the toveya, he is considered a litigant in this case. So according to this, we could be miyashev, the kasha of Tosfos in Kedushin and of Ches Amid Beis, who asked him what it says in the Gemara, the Rav Yitzchak says, minayin lebaal chov shekona mashkon, how do we know that a baal chov acquires the mashkon? It says, v'lachati yetztaka, it's stuck when he gives it back. Imeinu kon yetztaka minayin, if he's not kon it, then why is it stuck when he gives it back? Mikan lebaal chov shekona mashkon, we see the baal chov, it's kon of the mashkon. And Tosfos there asks, even if he's not kona, nevertheless it's stucca by the fact that he's not holding the mashkon back, but rather he's giving it to the love. Look there what tells us was metarets. But based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that since these schuyos halove, to be makabel, the avot, this security at night, is one of his schuyos, and he could be toveya, the malve on this, like we said, that he's a schus tvia, he has the right to demand it back, so there's a chiluk if the baal chov is kona the mashkon, if he's not kona, that if the baal chov is kona the mashkon, so even if the baal chov is kona the mashkon, even if at night the loba has a schus to be makabel b'chazara, he has a schus to accept it back, to get it back, to receive it back, nevertheless, the malve is giving what belongs to the malve, since he has kinyanim and it's considered stucco. But if the Baal Chov is not kona the mashkon, and all he has is just a schus to hold it, if so, at night that the loba has a schus to get it back, even if it's not considered a schus mamon, nevertheless, since he has a schus to be tovan, to be makabel the mashkon, there is no schus of the malve. The schus of the malve is betela. So it emerges then that when he gives it back to him, he's not giving him anything of his own. So that's why it's considered a tztaka. It's considered tztaka because he's giving the love, the malve is giving the love what belongs to the malve. Hamalve noten lo mishelo, because he has kinyanim in it, and therefore it's considered staka. But if the Baal Chov is not kona the mashkon, he just has a schus, so at night, it's nothing, when he gets it back at night, when he gets this blanket back at night, so what staka is there for the malve? It doesn't belong to the malve, and this love has a schus tviya. So since he has a schus tviya, memela is when he returns the mashkon, he's not giving of his own at all, because he has the right to hold on to it until it comes nighttime, and then at nighttime this lova has a schus tviya and it doesn't belong to the lova at all, so what's he giving him? But if we say that the Baal Chov is kona the mashkon, that means that the lova has a schus tviya, but it still belongs to the Baal Chov, but when he gives it back, it's considered staka. So that's the raya of the Gemara. If he's not kona, where's the tztaka? Because if he's not kona, and the lova has a schus tviya, what's the tztaka? But if he is kona, then we can see the tztaka. And maybe that's taka what Tosfos means in their teretz. So now we can say as follows, that in the Isser of Lo Tishkav Ba'avoto, there's no din of kfiya, of lafrushe meisura. Because as we explained in an earlier shiur from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that b'isurei mamon, you cannot force your friend and be mafresh him me'isur. And we're going to say, like the second sad that we said in that shir, that b'isurei mamon, even beizdin is not kofe midin lafrushe me'isura. But rather, kadeh lahatzil to alshuk miyad oshko, those are the two tzadim, is it lafrushe meisura that they're kofa? Or lahatzil alshuk miyad oshko? So we're going to say that binyane mamon, it's just lahatzil alshuk miyad oshko, because b'sura in mamon there's no inyan of lafrushe meisura, as we explained in the previous shir. And that's why I have to come on to Avir Anishdina Lanafshe, because there's no Afrushe Meisura when it comes to a Surei Mamon. And according to this, we can say that even where he has no Schus Mamon, rather he just has a Schus Tevia, he has a Schus to demand it back. Nevertheless, since the mitzvah to his friend is in the context, is categorized as a Surei Mamon, where there is no din of Afrushe Me'isura, so even though there's no Schus Mamon, it's just a Schus Tviya, but the mitzvah is Lachavero as a Geder Isure Mamon, there's no din of Afrushe Me'isura. According to this, we understand very well why b'hashavas ha'avot, since matan schara is b'tzkas of b'tzida, we're not kofe, even though there's a lav. And why is it any different than staka? Because we already explained in an earlier shir that Tosfos says that by tztaka you're kofe because there's a lav. It's not midin kfiya ala mitzvahs. And that you're kofa and the lav bitstaka, those were the two tzadim that we presented, and we showed from the Chavos Das that they're kofan alav is midina frishim esura. It's not pshat that your kofan stuck when it has a lav, because it's more chamor. If it was just an asay, you're not kofa. But if there's a lav, it's more chamor and you are kofa. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat is that your kofa ani surim, your kofan stuck that has a lav, because it's midin lav frushe me sura. So that's why your kofa when it comes to tztaka, because there's a din of lav frushe me sura. Kol zeh noela b'tztaka, that an ani has no schus tviya, and it's a lav k'chol halavim, it's a regular lav. So it's a regular lav. There's a regular rule of a frushe meisura. Regular lav has a regular rule of a frushe meisura. And memeil, if the person's not giving tztaka, they're kofeh, he's forced to give tztaka. Avol b'ashavas ha'avot, where the loveh has a din of a baal din, and he has a schus tvi, as we explained. Then when it comes to Hashabbos HaAvot, he has a schus tvi. If so, the fact that he has a schus tviya and he's a baal din, that makes it an iser mamon, where there's no din of a frushe meisura. It's like all isure mamon, where there's no din of a frushe meisura. What is there? There's a din of kviya. Kedei lahatzil ashuk miyad oshko. Mashen kein b'shabbos ha'avot, which is just a mitzvah lahachzir lachavero, there's no din of kfiya lahatzil ashuk miyad oshko. And the only kfiya that's shayich by avot is kfiya din kfiya la mitzvahs. And b'din kfiya zu, since matan schar is kasuv b'tzida, ein kofin aleha. So what comes out? What comes out is that Hashavas Avot is a mamnistic adin, not like tztaka where there's no schus tfiya, where it's not considered mam, it's considered a regular lav. So there is going to be kfiya b'lafrushe meisura. By Hashavas HaAvot, there is no afrushe leisura, because we said by, as we proved in the previous shir, that when it comes to Hashavas, when it comes to dine mamnis, there is no din of afrushe meisura, and Hashavas Avod is considered dine mamanis because he has a schus tviya. So there's a din v'dvarim, he's considered the baal din. There's a din v'dvarim b'kesher to this mamon between the lov and the malve, and memela there's no din of afrushe meisura. And there's also no din here of lahatzil ashuk miyad oshko, because here he's not considered an ashuk. There's a mitzvah to give it back to him, but it's not that he's considered oppressed if he doesn't get it back. There's a mitzvah to give it back to him. So therefore all we can talk about here is din kfi ala mitzvahs. Kfi ala mitzvahs, there is none here, because it's matan schar kasuv b'tzida. So we had asked why there's no kfiya by Shabbos Avod, and why there is by Tztaka. By Tztaka there's kfiya because there's a los asay. If he's not mekayim this los asay, afrusha meisura. But when it comes to Avot, we said that Avot is dine mamanis because he is chus tviya. Dine mamanis, there's no afrusha meisura, as we proved. As we see from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that's why they come out Avodish dine lavshay, it's not some dine afrusha meisura. By Mamanus is no afrusha meisura. All we have by Mamanus is that the Bezin gets involved lahatzil ashuk miyad oshko. Here he's not considered ashuk. He's not considered oppressed. Just the mitzvah to give it back to him. So what about midin kfiya la mitzvahs? No, matnis chara kasev b'tzida. So there's no kfiya. Faren for the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Ktzos HaChoshen. Tov, b'tzos Hashem darkenu. Hope Hashem gives me the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim and the financial means and the health to continue, because there is a lot more to say on this very, very geshmakas sugya. And hopefully we will be able to continue being mamik in these inyanim and avidish dina lanafshe. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.